Across Northeast Dublin, your voice.
Northside Today at Near FM with M People in 93. I'm now joined with Stephen Large, Dublin Regional Services Manager for Threshold Ireland, to discuss what's included in Budget 2023 to assist renters, also about previous increases in housing assistance payment, the HAP scheme, and up-to-date limits for rent increases in RPZ zones. Good afternoon, Stephen. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon.
First of all, Stephen, as part of Budget 2023, a new tax credit of €500 per year is being introduced for taxpayers paying rent. Tell us more about this and how it's going to work.
I suppose the first thing to do is to acknowledge that renters made it onto the budget, because unfortunately, as many of your listeners will be aware, renters didn't appear in recent budget measures. In the past, there would have been a rent relief that would have been applicable for people, but that was discontinued around 10 years ago. So obviously people renting out there, they're paying very high rents and very little assistance. And we were hoping that there'd be some support measures put into this budget to help alleviate, those high rents that people are facing on top of their ever increasing costs in terms of fuel and food. So broadly speaking, we have to welcome the inclusion of the rent relief in this budget. Unfortunately, also have to express our concern that, you know, the amount given is very low, and it remains to be seen if it's going to make any real difference to anyone renting out there.
Okay. Do we know yet how renters can apply for it?
No, unfortunately, the details haven't been ironed out yet. Obviously, we're a week now from the budget. All we know is that we'll be able to apply from next year, and it'll be through revenue, and we'll be able to apply next year for this year. But the actual details of it at this moment in time still remain to be worked through and to be publicised. I suppose one of the concerns raised is in relation to the indications that it'll be based on a landlord having the property registered with the Residential Tenancies Board, the RTB. This is a legal requirement anyway, and most landlords are registered with the RTB, but unfortunately in some cases landlords aren't. And I suppose from a tenant's perspective, we would hate to see that a tenant is further penalised and not able to apply for this rent relief if their landlord is failing to meet their statutory obligations in registering the tenancy.
Okay, that's good to know. Also within the budget is the introduction of a new vacant homes tax. Tell us more about this and how that could benefit renters.
Again, it'll remain to be seen how much of a benefit will actually come of the vacant homes tax. There is a very short supply of available accommodation out there. The last daft.ie report, which comes out every quarter, it showed that there were just over 700 properties advertised to rent in the country for quarter two of this year. In Dublin, that was under 300 properties. So we've never had fewer properties available for people renting. So anything that can be done to encourage people to rent out properties has to be welcomed. But it does remain to be seen as to, you know, what impact this measure will make. Basically, the vacant homes tax that's going to be introduced from next year, that's going to apply to residential properties that are occupied for less than 30 days in a 12-month period. And the tax calculated on that will be effectively three times what the local property tax rate is. So let's say, for example, your local property tax was 200 per annum, then your vacant homes tax, or VHT, is going to be three times that. So you're going to be spending 600 on your VHT tax as well as the local property tax.
Okay, thanks for that. Are there any other measures within the budget to address the current rent crisis?
Unfortunately, Johnny, there's very, very little that I can see that is going to address, you know, the current predicament that renters find themselves in. And it's very, very difficult to see what can be done at this moment in time. You know, obviously, there are longer term plans, you know, in terms of increasing the supply of social and affordable housing. That's all going to take time. We've seen that, there's funding of over €2 billion has been allocated for social and affordable housing. And that's the scale of what's needed. If anything more is needed to ramp up the supply side, and there's additional funding for the likes of the housing assistance payment that you mentioned earlier, and also the rental accommodation scheme, which is another support scheme that the local authorities offer. And I said, look, unfortunately, at the end of the housing measures, there's also additional supports for homeless services. Over €200 million has been allocated to homeless services in 2023. So I think, again, that's indicative of where we are. You know, we've never had as many people homeless as we do, you know, at this current time. And we need every bit of support that's available just to provide emergency accommodation. Lots of local authorities are struggling to, I suppose, provide emergency accommodation for people that are coming to them in need of housing. So anything can be done to help that has to be welcome. And I suppose from our own perspective, we work in the sphere of the prevention of homelessness. We want to try and stop people from becoming homeless in the first place, because obviously where someone becomes homeless, it can create a cycle, and it can be very difficult to get out of that cycle. So that's on a personal level. And then also in terms of a cost level, it costs much, much more to keep a person in emergency accommodation, have all the wraparound supports that they need whilst they're in homeless services or to move out of homeless services, than it would to prevent it in the first place.
Okay. Prior to the budget, Sinn Féin had been calling for the government to cut rent costs and freeze them for a period of time, 3 years, I believe. What do you make of this? I mean, it was left out of the budget and ignored.
Yeah, I suppose we are in the midst of a housing crisis, and there is no doubt about it that the private rented sector is a very clear pathway into homelessness. And we have seen earlier in the year some additional measures, for example, the extension of notice periods to try and give people who have to leave their private rental accommodation more time to be able to source alternative accommodation. But we keep coming back to the fact that, you know, there just aren't properties out there, whether that's Dublin or anywhere else in the country. Either properties aren't there, or if you're dependent on the likes of HAP, the rent is way above the level of support that you're going to get. So in the absence of anything else, what can be done? We saw a couple of years ago when COVID broke and we had to deal with that national health emergency, that there was a moratorium brought in to, I suppose, alleviate, you know, the difficulties that people were experiencing at that time, and to give them, you know, some security for the period of time, so that there was a moratorium on evictions and also on rent increases. So, you know, given the crisis that we're currently facing, there's no doubt about it that we need to be looking at everything that's out there to try and keep people in their homes and prevent them from entering emergency accommodation.
Okay, so Stephen, tell us about the current limits for rent increases in rent pressure zones and how that works.
Yeah, I suppose going back to 2016, really, there were rent controls effectively brought in with the introduction of what are called rent pressure zones, or RPZs. At that time, people were facing very significant rent increases, you know, 20, 30, 40%, sometimes more. And there was very little that a tenant could do. They could either pay that or they'd have to go and find somewhere else. And, you know, going to find somewhere else, they'd still end up having to pay those exorbitant rents anyway. So to try and tackle that, we saw the introduction of the RPZs from 2016, where rents could not increase by more than 4% per annum. And that helped somewhat in terms of stabilising rent increases for a number of years. But I suppose in more recent times, going back about a year or so, you would have seen that the 4% limit was almost like that was the limit, or that was the increase that you had to attain, when actual fact, you know, costs at that time were much lower than 4%. So then the rent pressure zones were adjusted somewhat, and the limits now, rather than 4%, they are capped at 2%, or the rate of inflation, whichever is the higher of those. So that's been in place. So rents can only, in a rent pressure zone, and Dublin would be a rent pressure zone, as in fact most of the country at this stage is a rent pressure zone, so your rent can only go up by at most 2% in most cases every 12 months. Now, unfortunately, what we are seeing is the RTB rent reports and the daft.ie rent reports. They are showing that rents are increasing significantly, a multiple of the 2%. So the last RTB report would have had rent increases at over 9%, and the last daft.ie report would have had rent increases at over 12%. So there's certainly something fundamentally wrong there in terms of rents being increased over and above the RPZ rates.
So what if there's a change in tenant during the period? Are landlords bound to the same amount of rent cost for the new tenant that had applied for the previous tenant?
So where there's a change in the tenancy completely. So let's say, for example, I were to leave my property and the landlord re-rented it and you were moving in. Then what the landlord has to do is, upon the commencement of your tenancy, they have to give you written information on the rent. They have to inform you of how that rent was set, and you know that it was set within the RPZ rules based on my tenancy. If they did not do that, then you can report that to the RTB. They have an investigation and sanctions service that can take action against the landlord, and the landlord can be fined and further action taken for that breach.
Okay, so how much notice needs to be given by landlords seeking a rent increase?
So where a landlord is seeking to increase your rent, in an RPZ, it's every 12 months where they can do that, and they need to give you at least 90 days minimum notice of the rent review. And also they'd have to give you three examples of comparable properties that are being advertised in the previous 4 weeks.
Right, so Stephen, tell us about the up-to-date limits under the HAP scheme for those living in Dublin City Council and Fingal.
Okay, so many people are dependent on HAP or the housing assistance payment to pay their rent, and this is something that's been in place since 2014. Some people may have been familiar with the previous support rent supplement. Rent supplement is still paid, but it has effectively been replaced for most people by the housing assistance payment. The key differences between the two: HAP is administered by the local authorities, whereas rent supplement would have been administered by the Department of Social Protection. Also, in most cases, rent supplement would have been, you know, where you're dependent on welfare payment, for example, whereas you can be eligible for HAP even if you are working, as long as you meet the income criteria. So many renters out there are dependent on HAP. Last year, there were over 13,000 new HAP tenancies created. And in Dublin, the rate for a single person, for example, that was 660 per month. And for a family, say three children, that would have been 1300 per month. So earlier this year, those rates were, local authorities have a discretion with those rates, so they can go over and above those rates if necessary. And previously, local authorities had discretion of up to 20%. So what we saw earlier this year was an increase from the 20% to the 35% in the discretion that a local authority could exercise to help people access alternative accommodation. Unfortunately, whilst that discretion has been increased by 15%, we're still finding that the HAP rates, the level of support provided, is still below market rents. So that makes it even more challenging for someone dependent on HAP to be able to access alternative accommodation.
And in that situation, would a tenant be allowed to top up from their own pocket the difference?
There is a top up allowed. Now, fundamentally, there would be an affordability criteria as well. No more than up to 35% should be spent on meeting your household costs. So it's not a, you know, you couldn't, it wouldn't be feasible for you, for example, if you were to go and rent a property at 2,500 if the level of support for you was 900 per month, because that would not, you know, you would not be in a position to be able to afford and therefore sustain that tenancy. So there are guidelines in relation to how much you can top up on that, but top up per se is allowed help bridge that gap. Unfortunately, as I said, what we're experiencing at the moment is that whilst the rate of discretion has increased, the levels themselves are way below market rent. And it's my understanding that these rates are currently being reviewed. And hopefully what we will see is an increase in the rates just to level the playing field for anyone that's dependent on HAP to be able to access alternative private rented accommodation.
Right, so we leave it there for today. Unless, of course, anything else you'd like to mention?
No, just nothing that springs to mind. Johnny, it's a very difficult time out there for renters, unfortunately. And anyone that is having any difficulties, we certainly would, if they're listening, encourage them to contact ourselves. We do have a free phone, 1800 454 454, or they can access us through our website, threshold.ie, where they can email a query to us, engage in web chat, or organise an online video consultation if they wish.
Okay, so that's 1800 454 454.
Thank you.
Okay, Stephen, thanks again for joining us. Good talking with you as always, and all the very best. Take care.
Thank you.
Now, that was Stephen Large, Dublin Regional Services Manager, talking about what's included in Budget 2023 to assist renters, also about current HAP scheme limits and limits for rent increases.
This is Lear FM
90.3.